I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for today's prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew. What you got for us, Junior?
You know, last year, the church gave me this glove that I might have healing power.
That's which way
about what that? Time we do that.
Uh-huh. You got Tommy down.
If you're going to give us that. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. So here he is. It's your funeral arrangements. Your funeral arrangements. It's the prank call today. Come on, Kat.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Miss Diana, please.
She's not in at the moment. I'll take a message, please.
My name is John. John, I'm actually the funeral director here at funeral home. Miss Diane came in earlier today and tried to get the arrangements set. First of all, I want to say my condolences to you all and your entire family for what you're going through. She filled out some paperwork here, and I wanted to make sure I got everything actually correct. I'm a little not sure on what she wants on the actual tombstone. I don't know if she wants Rob or Robert. Are you one of the members that may be able to tell me exactly what she would want on the tombstone?
I'm Robert. What's this all about? She came in this morning. What you talking about?
Okay, hold on a second, sir. You're who?
I am Robert. Robert, that's me.
Okay, and okay, is there Robert Senior or?
The Junior is just the child. I'm Robert Senior. That's who I am. Junior is the child. Okay. Neither one of us did. We are healthy.
Okay. Hang on. Oh my God. All right. I don't. Okay. Hang on a second, sir. Miss Diane is your wife?
Yeah, Diane is my wife. You sure you got the right Diane? You sure?
She came in this morning, maybe 5'5", salt and pepper hair, shoulder length, maybe a medium brown complexion.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car she was driving? Did you see the car? Did you see the car or something?
It seemed like it was a Camry, I think?
Yeah, that's her. What happened? Tell me, actually, tell me what happened this morning. She came in and said what to you?
She came in and said, why don't I call back when Miss Diane is there and we can...
Don't call back. You know, tell me now, right now. I need to know what the is going on. You, my wife, want to tell me she want to have a funeral for me, and you want to tell me you want to call me. Let me know. Tell me now,
sir. All I know is Miss Diane came in. The paperwork was a little. I was just coming reevaluating what was written here. It wasn't right. I mean, she came in. She picked out the casket. She did everything that she was supposed to.
Casket, bro. This right here, bro. I don't understand. I don't really understand what's going on, but I'm gonna find out later on.
I don't understand. I've never been in a situation like this, okay? So
you about to get in a situation.
Maybe I need to call back when Miss Diane gets there, okay?
I said I need to talk to you now. She get here at 6:00. Don't worry about that. Where you at? Anyway, what's your name again? Where you at?
I'm John, sir. I'm the funeral home director. I'm sorry?
John. You might be making some funeral arrangements for her too. I might need to switch things and put her name on there.
Okay, sir.
But guess what? 6:00.
Sir, 6:00.
You gonna be there?
Sir, a funeral is a very serious thing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
so serious, bro. Look, my wife is coming. She's trying to marry me. I'm Rob. What name you got on the paper? Rob. Right?
It's Rob or Robert, whichever one. I mean, I don't know.
We ain't even been beefing. You know what I'm saying? We didn't even argue. We had a little light argument last week by a little light bill, some little like that. But you gonna have a funeral for me?
Okay.
Man, this don't make no sense. I tell you like this, they got the right now. You got the right one. I tell you, Man, I'm not
since I have you on the phone, can I ask you
what?
Is it all right if I ask you something, sir?
Man, what you want to ask me, bro?
I mean, since it is your funeral, would you like the light blue lining or the white lining inside?
Oh, come on, cast? You playing with me, right? Now you trying me. Now, if I come down there and swing on your you won't like it. There's going to be two funerals. You and her. Keep on, man. You going to pick your own lining.
Oh.
Man, I'm out here busting my out here. 12-hour shift. All I said, I'll cut a little bit of life off around here. Going to keep the bill out. But you will say,
Can I tell you what else your wife told me when she was here?
What else she told you? Yeah, I need to know. Anyway, I need to know. Tell me. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, she told me to tell you exactly who I was.
What? Who is you?
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Sir,
you're the funeral director.
I'm not John from the funeral home.
You better tell me you nobody else. Not no another. You talking about the funeral? Who the is
this right here is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Diane got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Mr.
I swear, y'all ain't Tommy boy. Y'all play too much, man. Y'all just stop playing on people's phones, man.
Oh, for real, man. Y'all need to cut it out.
Tell that Steve, I say, hey, man, look here, bro. Big daddy need a suit, man.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything. I need all that. Need all that shoes, sock, hat, all that.
All right, man. Hat, suit, hat. Hey, let me ask you, Mr. Lynn, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nah. Nah.
Fool's crazy. Your funeral arrangements. Have y'all?
What?
Have y'all thought about something the nephew would say? Y'all thought about what y'all gonna be doing at y'all funeral?
I'm gonna be laying there.
Yeah.
Rest.
Lying there.
I have a question. Have you ever thought about not having a funeral?
Just tell your family to have a.
No. You want a funeral? Like a memorial? No, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah. I'm hoping for, like, the lights go out in the country or a statewide.
A national holiday. National day of mourning.
That's what I'm hoping for.
A vigil? Candlelight?
You want a day of mourning?
You know,
yes.
Yeah, I mean,
nationally,
they turned Niagara Falls purple when Prince died. I want some. I want a big mustache out in the sky like a bat. Emblem, something. Oh, I want something.
You know what? That could actually happen, though, for you. A big mustache.
Yeah, for you, man, yeah.
I'm something to
rest in
you.
Peace, King. Mm-hmm. That's what that
yeah.
means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for you, Unc, like when they did the drones, they made your mustache out the drones in the sky.
Oh.
Remember yeah. that when they did that? You want that for your that day?
When they do that?
You didn't know? No,
you didn't know that?
What y'all talking about?
Just like
in
you're
Atlanta.
Not going to know if there's
remember
a...
Remember the Atlanta Leisure podcast? They did
They
your
put
face
the drones in the sky and made your mustache.
But
the
they
logo.
Did his face, too. They did his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't...
Where was that at?
They just told you Atlanta, sir.
I missed that.
Google it.
Well, anyway, Junior was asking you, do you want something like that at your funeral?
Yeah, I'm going to need all that. What else y'all got? Contact the Earn Your Leisure boys. Make sure they're in charge.
Yeah. They in charge.
All right. Thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.